Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My dear respected viewers of Madani channel, this is the night of migration. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam was present with Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem in his blessed house. Non-believers, disbelievers, they had besieged the blessed house of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. They wanted to kill Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam after he had gone to sleep. Although these non-believers were bitter enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, but they knew the fact that he is as-sadiq al-ameen, the most honest, the trustworthy. That was the reason they used to entrust their precious belongings and wealth to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. That night, many entrusted things that were present in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam said to Sayyidina Ali, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, that, O Ali, go to sleep on my bed, covering your body with my green shawl. After I have left, you give back all the entrusted things of the Quraysh to their respective owners and come to Medina. Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem knew that disbelievers had intended to kill Holy Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It was of course a very critical and dangerous situation, but he radiyallahu ta'ala an was sure that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said, you give back all the entrusted things of the Quraysh to their respective owners and come to Medina. He knew that if Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam has said to me that you come to Medina, that means tonight, no matter what happens, I cannot die. Death cannot approach me. Subhanallah. The apparent death of bed turned as bed of rose for Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, and he slept peacefully until in the morning. Subhanallah. This was the aqeedah and yaqeen of Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. And he respected viewers, what happens after Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam picked handful of soil in his blessed hands and he came out of his house reciting the opening ayahs of Surah Yasin, and he threw the dust on the heads of non-believers. He went away unnoticed and unobserved, unharmed. A person who was not amongst the crowd of those besiegers told them, look, Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam went away, he had gone, and he even threw dust on your heads. When those unfortunate people ran their fingers nervously through their hair, they found dust on their heads. That's how